Sorry about that, folks.
Technical difficulties.
You're listening to Sonoma Stompers Baseball.
Let's go!
On your home for everything Stompers, KSVY 91.3 Sonoma.
Well, that's baseball and it's my game.
Back here, bottom of the first inning. And the starting lineups for your Sonoma Stompers, they come into tonight's game at 6-4 of the second half of the Association season against the 1-9 Pittsburgh Metal. It'll be Charlie Mirabal leading things off at shortstop tonight, followed by Matt Marquise in right. Jace Ray moves down to the three hole and will play center field. Joel Carranza is the cleanup batter and the first baseman. Steve Renato will be the third baseman, batting fifth. Then Glenn Walker DHs tonight in the sixth hole. Reed Chenworth will be in left, batting seventh. Jaime Del Valle, the catcher, batting eighth. And then TJ Gavlik will be the second baseman, batting ninth. For Pittsburgh, in the outfield from left to right, Gregory Gonzalez, Mike Tardy, and then George Bant. And then on the infield from third to first, Nash Hutter, Mark Leacock, Chris DiBiase, Marshall McDonald, the newest addition to the Pittsburgh Metal, signed yesterday after being released by the Stompers. And catching Brad Shannon, who's catching the left-hander, Wayne Franklin, the longtime professional, almost two decades in professional baseball. Pitched with many major league teams. Of course, locally, he is somewhat infamous for his time with the San Francisco Giants. But the left-hander's had himself a good year for the Metal. On the season, he is 5-3 with a 5.54 ERA, 61 2/3 innings pitched, 80 hits allowed, 51 runs, 38 earned, and 41 strikeouts, 43 walks. So he has had some control problems. He is the acting manager, and he is on the hill tonight, batting from the left side. The old left-hander. And we have a standoff here. I'll mention it after Charlie Mirabal digs in. Franklin turned 40 years old this year. Pitched for the Houston Astros, the Brewers, the aforementioned Giants, then the Yankees and the Atlanta Braves. Into his motion, the first pitch to Charlie Mirabal is a fastball up and away for a ball 1-0. Mirabal on the season is batting .216, a homer, 13 runs driven in, but his 14 walks on the season has pushed his on-base percentage to .325. 1-0, and that fastball is in there for a strike. It's 1-1. Franklin doesn't really wow you with too much, although he has, the fastball that sits in the high 70s to low 80s. He does have a curveball, a changeup. Franklin shakes off a couple of signs. Now gets what he wants. He will go into his motion and the 1-1. There's the big curveball, and it misses up high. Now it's 2-1. He'll start off the third base side of the rubber. He'll toe tap as he brings his right leg up, and then he will come forward. Very deliberate pace on the mound, kind of tries to slow down the game, try and make the hitter feel impatient. Taking his time, gets what he wants from his catcher, Brad Shannon, and the 2-1, and that fastball misses up high. Now it's 3-1. I mentioned we have a standoff. Tommy Lyons, who unfortunately has been on the disabled list with a right elbow issue that's going to possibly necessitate Tommy John surgery at some point. And I can't tell who that is for the Metal on the left side. It's 3-1, and that fastball swung through by Mirabal. It's 3-2. But they're both with catcher's masks on and both still with their hats over their hearts, as it's a standoff to see who will be the last man on the field after the Star Spangled Banner was done being sung. 3-2, fastball misses down low for a ball. Ball 4, and Mirabal, with his 15th walk, will head on down to first. This is one of those times where I do wish we had the SVTV broadcast. But I think if you check out the Sonoma Stompers Facebook page, or even Sonoma Stompers on Instagram or Twitter at Sonoma Stompers, you might be able to see some in-game stuff where you might be able to see pictures of these guys. It's absolutely hilarious. Now TJ Gavlik, the left-handed hitter, stepping in to face Franklin. Franklin with a pretty good move over to first, so Mirabal has to watch out. First pitch is a slider that misses just outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Gavlik batting .225 on the season, 2 home runs, 12 runs driven in, 14 walks himself. Franklin sets, and the 1-0. And that's cue ball, third base side. That's going to be an infield hit. There's no chance that Hunter could field and throw. He does, but it's way too late. And Gavlik was completely out in front of that pitch, but it just got enough of the bat where it was a cue ball shot up the third baseline, and both Franklin and Hunter were kind of slow to it. They couldn't believe it themselves. And Gavlik will have himself an infield single, and the Stompers have something going against the Pittsburgh manager. Franklin just kind of has this big grin on his face, like, I don't know what the heck's going on. And he looks to his first baseman and his third baseman to see what they want to do with a bunt defense with Jace Wright coming to the plate. But the way Jace has been hitting this month, it's been absolutely incredible. 23 of 24 games now in July that he's played, he has hit in all but one of them. First pitch, fastball up high for a ball. It's now 1-0. He is now up to .331 on the season. When this month began, he was hitting .265. He has added nearly 75 points to his batting average. That is unreal. 1-0. And the slider is chopped foul to the right side and into the Stompers dugout. It'll be 1-1. Our saluters still in that standoff. I actually believe that's Isaac Wenrich, the backup catcher. That is. That's Isaac Wenrich, the backup catcher for the Metal. Still over there. Here comes the 1-1. And that fastball actually goes off of the glove of Shannon and hits the umpire up and in. It's 2-1, and he wants time because him and Franklin got crossed up there. Actually, I am mistaken. That wouldn't be Wenrich. That would either be Ernie Munoz or Tyler Epler. And I can't tell who that is. He's got his jacket on. He's not showing the number on his uniform. But nonetheless, both with sunglasses on, both with catcher's masks on, both had over their hearts. Absolutely hilarious. And I really hope we do get a picture of this soon because this is minor league baseball at its finest. Franklin at the belt to look to second base. Here comes the 2-1. Breaking ball bounced foul past Gary Stoff in the first base coach's box, and it's 2-2. Stoff over at first base as the coach there, and Ray Serrano, the manager, over at third base for the Stompers.
Stomper fans, you notice that on the field we have a national anthem standoff. Take a look at the players and the catcher backs. I'll explain it momentarily.
Pretty incredible stuff. And I can't actually keep, stop smiling. I'm trying to keep my eye on the game, but I just look at these two guys and, well, it gets no better than this. This is pretty incredible stuff. 2-2 the count as Franklin comes set at the belt line. A look to second base. And the 2-2. Fastball fouled right back by Ray, so he was on that one. It's going to remain 2-2. Franklin was the good curveball. He's got a lot of drop on it. The slider breaks late. He puts so much movement on his pitches. And obviously, after so long in professional baseball, began in the Los Angeles Dodgers system with the Yakima Bears in 1996. 2-2. Fastball missing down and away, and now it's full to Jace Ray, 3-2. This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat. He made his major league debut in 2000 with the Astros. That was a pretty good baseball team, if you remember. Right. 3-2, and that's lined sharply but foul down the right field line as Ray reached for a breaking ball, pulled it, and remains 3-2.
Lions out there and a Metal player holding the hats over their hearts and been standing there for a while. Let's see how long they go. Tommy, if you last long enough, I'll call that a Guinness Book of World Record for you.
72-90 for the Astros. But I think it was the 2001 team. I'd have to take a better look at that. And it was. It was the 2001 team that he was a part of that went 93-69 that season. Franklin coming set. Here comes the 3-2 to Ray. Runners go. Lifting in the air. Foul out of play to the left side. Heading for the Klein Sellers Club. It'll head over that and remain 3-2. But in that that year, back in 2001, the Astros got into the playoffs and were quickly swept by the Atlanta Braves. Of course, that was the year that one of the greatest World Series of all time happened, 2001. Seven games, one on a walk-off single by Luis Gonzalez. 3-2, runners go again, and again Ray skies one foul out of play to the left side. And now we are heading to the 10th pitch of the at-bat. Joel Carranza on deck. The Astros were actually the number one overall seed that year. They had the best record in the National League. And they got swept by the Braves. The Braves ended up losing 4-1 in the NLCS to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Franklin waiting, knowing he has a battle on his hands here with Jace Ray. He sets. Another couple of looks to second base. 3-2, runners go again. And a ball four is a pitch that's just outside. It looks like a cut fastball. And Franklin wants Shannon to come on out and talk to him about what to do here, because now the bases are loaded and the best power hitter in the Pacific Association as far as home runs are concerned is at the plate. We've talked about Franklin's problem with walks. He already has two in this inning. And Carranza, who has sat on 11 homers for 10 games now, one away from the Pacific Association record, and would love to get number 12 and become the record holder for that illustrious title. And he takes a fastball up high for a ball. It's 1-0. Carranza on the year is batting .266, 11 home runs, 34 RBIs, including one he drove in last night, in a 1-for-4 performance. 16 walks, put him on a .335 on-base percentage. 1-0. And that breaking ball misses inside, and now it's 2-0, and Wayne Franklin's wondering where he's going to get these pitches, because Cameron Jones isn't giving him as wide a strike zone as he would like. Franklin peers in to Brad Shannon, his catcher, comes set. Now the 2-0. And that misses just inside. It looked like another cut fastball. Now it's 3-0. And he will have to come into Carranza here. And in this situation, Carranza might just have the green light. 3-0, bases loaded, nobody down here in the first. I would not be surprised if that was the case. 3-0. And he is. He's swinging. He lifts this one to the right side. Foul territory. Marshall McDonald giving chase. And it will fall behind him as he chases after it. Just out of his reach. A strike. 3-1. McDonald was with Vallejo earlier this year. And then after the injury bug really got to Sonoma, the Stompers signed him from Vallejo on the day they were playing the Admirals. This was back on July 10th. And then he played with the Stompers for a couple weeks, was released yesterday. Signed by Pittsburgh that day. 3-1. And he lines this one down the left field line. Over the head of Hunter, a base hit. Mirabal will score. Gavlik will score. Ray is going to get to go around third. Here comes the throw in. It is not in time. A three-run double for Joel Carranza. And we have a new leader in RBIs in the Pacific Association. It's 3-0 Stompers. The Broward College graduate from Pembroke Pines with a three-run double to give Sonoma the early lead.
Third baseman number one, Steve Renato.
And after Mikel Hova. Had been in the lead for about 3 weeks in the RBI spot. It is now Joel Carranza's lead, so he leads the league now in two of the three Triple Crown categories, home runs and RBIs. And now Steve Renato takes the ball down and in. It's 1-0. Renato on the season has 33 runs batted in. He's now fourth in the Pacific Association. Stands in from the right side. Batting .265 on the season. Franklin sets, and the 1-0. Changeup swung on a miss, and that was a very good one from Franklin. It's 1-1. Renato in last night's game, 1-for-3 with a run scored. Was hit by a pitch. Franklin sets, and the 1-1. Fastball up high for ball, and now it's 2-1. 3-0 Sonoma. Two walks and an infield single low to the bases. And Joel Carranza brought them all home with a three-run double down the left field line. Renato at the plate, 2-1. Change up, bounce towards short. Carranza will head back to second as this is fielded by Leacock. He throws over to first to retire Renato. There are only one down here in the Stomper first.
Number six, Glenn Walker.
And now Glenn Walker, the DH tonight, has really been swinging the bat well. 3.46 on the season, 18 of 52. No homers, but three runs batted in and 13 walks in his 65 appearances, which gives him a .493 on-base percentage. Has really turned it on. A look to second base. And the first pitch. Fastball up high for a ball, and it's 1-0. Walker from Long Beach, California, the graduate of Jackson State University. Stands in, open stance from the right side. Carranza leads off second. Franklin with the 1-0. Fastball lifted high in the air, left center field, going back on it, and still going back on is the center fielder, Mike Tardy, and he makes the catch on the run. In front of the plunger head wine side in left center. And there are two gone. He made that a couple steps ahead of the fence. Walker almost got enough of that to get his first home run of the season. And now Reed Chenworth, who comes in with a 9-game hitting streak. Has been absolutely sensational in the month of July. Lefty on lefty. First pitch. Fastball right on the outside corner for a strike. And it is 0-1. Chenworth on the season now batting .315. With 16 doubles to lead the Pacific Association. 5 home runs, 30 runs driven in. Here comes the 0-1. And that hits Chenworth. It was a fastball that he tried to get on the inside, and it hit Chenworth just under the arm in the side. And Chenworth will brush it off and head on down to first base. And now Jaime Del Valle. Del Valle batting .279 on the season. No homers, 10 runs batted in. He's been mired in a slump as of late. Hasn't had a hit in his last four games. In fact, has only 5 hits over his last 10 appearances. First pitch to Del Valle, the switch hitter, hitting from the right side is a fastball at the belt for a strike. It is 0-1. Del Valle 5 for his last 37. 0-1. And that fastball up and away, it's now 1-1. Shadows have crossed the infield. Now a little bit easier for the hitter and batter to see each other. Franklin sets at the belt. A Another look to second base and the 1-1. Change up, bounce towards the left side and off the diving glove. Leopold makes it. Bronk is going to get rounded around third. The throw is not in time as it goes out of the glove of the catcher. And Carranza scores. It's 4-0 Sonoma. So a single for Del Valle and an RBI. And the Stompers get another run up on the board. As that was a great play by Leah Cox to try and at least knock that down. But Carranza going on the pitch, or excuse me, on the crack of the bat, rounded third and just barely beat the throw home. Brad Shannon tried to kind of, I would say, fake out Carranza by waiting until the very last second. First pitch, and that cut fastball is right there on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Both of the saluters for either team have retreated to their dugouts. A look to first base, and the pitch. Fastball up, and now it's 1-1. Chemworth went to third on the play. Good base running by him. He stands there. Del Valle over at first base. Del Valle with good speed. Franklin set at the belt. Now the 1-1. Change up, lift into the air. Shallow center field, going back on it, and still going back is Leah Cox, and he drops it. It goes out of his glove. Rounding second, heading for third is Del Valle. The throw is not in time. Scoring is Chenworth. Going to second is Marquise. It's 5-0 Sonoma Stompers. Leah Cox settled under it, and it just dropped right out of his glove. It'll be an error on the catch on the shortstop.
Shortstop number 4, Charlie Mirabal.
Unfortunately, no hit or RBI for Marquise, but it's 5-0 Sonoma, and this is as good a start as you could hope for if you're the Stompers. As now they're to their 8th batter in the lineup. Excuse me, they're back. They're back to the top of their lineup. Here comes the first pitch. Fastball up and away for a ball. It's 1-0. And I don't want to say anything, but I think the Stompers have batted out of order. This is Charlie Mirabal at the plate. TJ Gavlik is on deck. They're batting out of order right now, 1-0. Change up there for a strike, it's 0-1. Oh, my apologies, I got my lineup mixed up. That is Gavlik on deck, Marquise at second base. My apologies there. And that pitch is inside, a cut fastball, now it's 2-1. I'm sitting there going, you know, Gavlik usually in the 9 hole. And all of a sudden, I see him on deck, and Mirabal let off tonight. I'm just like, whoa, hold on a second. Not a cardinal sin by a broadcaster, but still a big one nonetheless. Franklin into his motion now, 2-1. And that's in the dirt, blocked by Shannon, and now it's 3-1. Del Valle on third, Marquise in second. And Mirabal, who led off this game with a walk, is back up. They're the 10th batter of this inning. The Stompers batting around in the first. Here comes the 3-0. And that's line through the hole. Left side, base hit. Del Valle will come in to score. Here comes Marquise. A two-run single for Charlie Mirabal. And it's 7-0 Sonoma. The Stompers all over Wayne Franklin right now. And considering we're not even through the first, Franklin obviously will be asked to, will be asking himself, since he is the manager, to get through this, and then he'll have to figure something out because the Stompers are all over the metal manager right now. Here's Gavlik, who earlier this inning singled and then came around to score on the three-run double by Carranza. First pitch is the breaking ball, a curveball in there for a strike. It's 0-1. 7-0. Sonoma leads. They put a touchdown up here in the first. 0-1. Going down to the side is Franklin. It bounces off the back of his glove, and it'll be an infield single for Gatlick. He bounced that right back where it came from. He tried to go around his back to field it, but it hit off the heel of his glove and fell harmlessly to the right side of the infield grass. And now runners at first and second with Jace Ray coming to the plate. Nobody warming up for the medal at this point, and with the Stompers already up 7-0, it's going to be... It's going to have to be him finishing off this inning at the very least.
You don't know Rawhide? It was you, Rawhide? Oh, we won, Rawhide. Oh, thank you. I'm sorry, I don't speak bull.
Looks like the Stompers having some fun here in the first, and the medal trying to figure out what just hit them. A 7-run first inning. This is now the 12th batter of the first. Franklin comes set at the belt line. Here comes the first pitch. Fastball up and in to Ray, and it's 1-0. Ray walked, and then he, of course, scored on the Carranza double. Carranza on deck. Franklin sits at the belt. And the 1-0. Slider missing down and away, and now it's 2-0. Shannon gets a new ball before throwing it back out to Franklin. Off his second, mirror ball. Off of first, Gatlick. At the plate, Ray. 2-0 to the Stompers center fielder. Come in with a 9-game hitting streak. 2-0. Fastball up and in, and now it's 3-0. And we'll see if Jace has the green light here, and I think he will. We saw Carranza get the green light earlier. Fouled it off, but then eventually... hit that double. Here comes the 3-0. And up and in, ball four. And Franklin just, you know, does not like that baseball for whatever reason. He threw three pitches almost in the same spot up and in. Couldn't get the right grip. And now, once again, the base is loaded in the first for Joel Carranza, who doubled sharply down the left field line. Carranza, who hit that 3-run double, now with 37 runs driven in to lead the Pacific Association. Can the first baseman do it again? I look to second base. First pitch. And that cutter misses down and in for a ball. It's 1-0. If Carranza can get a hold of one here, it would cap the best inning in the history of the Stompers. Remember, the 8-run inning they had against the Metal back at the end of June. 1-0. Changeup swung on a miss, and Carranza was looking for home run number 12. It's 1-1. Way out in front of that. And he really wanted to pull that deep into the sunset here at Arnold Field. Franklin sets, and the 1-1. Changeup swung on and missed again, and Carranza now behind 1-2 on deck for Sonoma Steve Ronaldo. Mirabal at third, Gatlick at second, Jace Ray at first. For the second time in the inning, Carranza at the plate with the bases loaded, but this time instead of being ahead 3-1, he's behind 1-2. And now time being called by Carranza as he shakes his head a little bit, trying to get loose. Carranza been mired himself in a slump. We talked about the 10 games without a home run. Really wants that record. Franklin sets, 1-2. Fastball fouled right back, and Carranza does it to stay alive. A close pitch. It'll remain 1-2. You know, after that game against Santa Fe, I remember coming out of the Stompers dressing room and talking about, that's the record, huh? And we all kind of looked at each other. I was like, yeah, I guess it is. And we were all very, very impressed to think that that's happened only halfway through the season. Still looking for number 12, though. 1-2. Fastball lifted on the infield grass. Franklin says he has it, but instead McDonald's going to come over and call him off, and it almost came out of his glove. It snow coned it. Everybody here behind the grandstand got a good look at it. And finally, after 13 hitters, the first inning is over. And that was as good a first inning as you could possibly ask for. And you got to think Brandon Consuegra is going to like playing for this team considering what just happened. The Stompers lead 7-0 against the Pittsburgh Metal. We'll be back with the second inning after this.